Happy Monday to you, and I hope you've had a really lovely Easter weekend. It's lovely to spend time with family and friends, and I hope you got a chance to do that this weekend, a bit of time off work, and even if you had to spend some time on your own, that you got to do that in a really peaceful and enjoyable way. I wanted to kick off the week, and I know we're not fully starting into a brand new day, let's say, because it is a long weekend, but I wanted to start it off with just getting you to focus in on some things I'm going to cover this week. I'm going to be looking at getting us to go a little bit deeper in terms of our meditation and our mindfulness exercises to be very fully present in the body. We're trying to bring a lot more mantras in that can help you focus on yourself and focus on what you're creating. I'm going to do that probably from the middle of the week onwards. And then I really wanted to start today more particularly with looking at our habits. So you've probably heard that it takes, you know, they say 21 days to make a habit and 21 days to break a habit. So I think this can be very true if you've got a lot of consistency around things. And I remember listening to a guy last year talk who said if you make a new habit every 21 days, imagine how many habits you can make over the course of 365 days in a year. I won't calculate that, I'll let you do that. But it is really true that when you think about that's kind of the energy we can get into and what we can change over that course of time. I think sometimes we're very good at changing habits and maybe we revert back to what I would call our default setting. So default setting to me is what, you know, the place we go to when we're not feeling our best self or maybe feeling frustrated or angry or low in ourselves, when we go back to old habits and old routines that probably don't serve us a purpose. It could be procrastination, sabotage, overeating, over drinking, putting yourself down. The list is endless. Patterns that you revert back to. So I suppose just for today, and this is just a simple start to this process of what I want you to do, if you'd like to, is to think about the habits that you have in your life that are not very good. Okay, so things like maybe, you know, instead of having a habit of coming in from work and you know that you want to go straight out for a walk, you know, after your dinner or even before your dinner, but you sit down, maybe, and you watch telly, or then you might be on the phone, you might be scrolling through Facebook, or you just mightn't have time to actually make that space for that 10 or 15 minute walk or longer. So they'd be things that you're kind of doing, I suppose, and be very honest with yourself that you could actually, if you remove that habit, your life could be much better or progressing very well. So just think of those kind of habits, okay? I suppose that are holding you back. And then I'd like you to think of habits that are very good. So habits that you feel are bringing you to a better place in your life. So it could be, you know, a habit is you just get out of bed when the alarm goes off. A habit could be that you, you know, actually do, you connect with It's Time For Me and you actually read or listen to all of the teachings every single day without fail. That can be a habit that's going to be very beneficial. A habit could be you take the lift instead of the stairs every day. So today is just basically to get in line with what's going on. What habits are bringing you closer to where you want to be and what habits are bringing you further away, okay? And it's not about beating ourselves up. It's just about being honest with ourselves, because what we can do is that habits, as you know, are just part of our daily routine. Like my habits in the morning are I wake up, I generally probably snooze my alarm, but I only would do it for maybe 5 minutes. And I have to say, often I try not to snooze because I'm more afraid that my phone won't work properly and won't get back up. And then I get straight up, I go into the bathroom, I get into the shower, I come out of the shower and I have a whole like routine with my skin. I go and I get dressed, put on my makeup, dry my hair, straighten my hair, downstairs. And one of my bad habits, so this is quite a routine that I do every single day, one of my bad habits is I don't eat breakfast. That's a bad habit. So I've got good habits that I get up, I get ready, I'm ready to go, dressed, everything feel good. And then my bad habit is I don't eat breakfast. And then, you know, also a bad habit I have is that I don't drink any water. I could go to 3 o'clock in the day and I get really thirsty and then I spend the whole day drinking water, but I could actually go that far in the day without food or water. Really bad habits. So just think about them and just really acknowledge them. That's all I would like you to do for today. And then tomorrow I'm going to look at how you can start to you know, look at those habits a little bit better and start to weave yourself out of them and replace them with little better things. Okay, this is going to be done in very subtle ways, very easy ways, because I'm a big believer that when we put ourselves under too much pressure, or we say, oh, tomorrow I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to the gym, then I'm going to be an hour early for work, and then when I come home from work, I'm going to get back out there and I'm going to eat a healthy diet, and I'm going to blah, 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 blah. And it's always on a Monday, we're going to start all these new habits. And, you know, by 2 o'clock in the day, we've haven't done any of them. So this is about trying to make these subtle changes, and we might take one habit like that over the next 21 days, or you might want to take a habit over the next 3 months. That's okay. So yeah, have a think about it, and then I'll be back to you tomorrow with some exercises you can do to rechange the habits. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have a lovely deep meditation and mantra around this. So I hope you have a really lovely Easter Monday, and look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.